for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I called Monday about an order that was placed on the 29th. You guys tried to get the money off my card on the 12th, and it got denied. But the order, the problem, I got money in my checking account, and the order's been shipped out. I was told Monday to wait a couple of days and call back to find out about tracking information.
Okay, would you happen to have your order number?
A friend of mine ordered this stuff for me online, so I don't even know it.
Okay, can I have the phone number associated with your order?
510-934-1325.
And that's 510-934-1325.
Yes.
And let me place you on hold while I can try to find your order for you. Hold on just one second.
All right.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. Your phone number did not pull up an order for me. Can I have your last name and your zip code?
MOLEIRO, and it's 94606. Now, the reason the phone number probably didn't come up is my friend used his phone.
That's fine, sir. Let me repeat the spelling of your last name. MOLEIRO.
Yes.
And what's your zip code again?
94606. Yeah, that's my billing address.
Let me place you on another hold, so I won't be able to assist you until I find an order.
All right.
The system is loading your order. Thank you for holding.
Yeah. Hello?
Thank you for holding for me, sir.
Yeah.
Now, your last name and zip code pulled up a lot of orders for me. Which order date are you referring to? You say that this was shipped on January the 29th?
Well, it was ordered on the 29th of January.
Okay, now I see one order that was placed, an Eagle Moss eShop order that was placed on January the 19th, and one was placed on February the 19th. You're calling in reference to the one on January the 19th?
Well, the order was for, the total amount of the merchandise was, I think, 346 or 347. It was six or seven items.
Okay, let me see if I can find that order. Hold on just a second, sir.
All right. Ooh.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. I found that order. Can you verify your name and address for me?
Mike, M-I-K-E, last name M-O-L, E-I-R-O, 1606 11th Ave, apartment 12, Oakland, California, 94606. But the address, the shipping address, is 2868 Georgia Street, Oakland, California, 94602.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows this is an Eagle Moth eShop order. And it does show. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
It would be the most recent order that's been shipped out.
Yes, sir. I found the order that you placed on January the 29th.
Oh, all right.
Yes, sir. Now, it does show that the USS Vernon, B-U-R-A-N, was not shipped because that item is out of stock. It shows the rest of those items were sent to the warehouse on February the 19th, but it doesn't show they have been shipped out yet. Once they do ship them from the warehouse, they will send you an email to let you know they're on the way.
Because the amount, I went to the bank and it said only $301 was taken out, and I was wondering why, because I knew it was like $346 or $347.
Yes, sir. Your original order was $345.70. Since that one item was out of stock, they didn't ship that, so they didn't charge you for that. They only charged you $301.74.
Yeah. Any ideal? That one item. It will come back in stock eventually, right?
Yes, sir. Once it's back in stock and they ship it out to you, they will send you an email to let you know that it's on the way.
That one item that wasn't in stock, when that comes in, they'll just ship it out to me?
When it comes into stock, they'll ship it out to you, sir.
They'll make sure that they'll... since I wasn't charged for that, they'll
charge
sure
you for it then. And sir, once it's back in stock, they will charge you for it and ship it and send you an email.
All right.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moth Collections. You have a good day now.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.